This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Acorns, the app that invests your change automatically. If you're like me, you have zero inside of your savings for future you. What Acorns does is rounds up all of your debit card purchases and invests that change for you automatically. I got started months ago and my account is slowly growing for future me. I didn't even notice it coming out of my bank account. It's that subtle. Support the Halloween Podcast by signing up using our link. You get a $5 sign-on bonus, and so do we. Just go to thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns, click on the banner, and get signed up. That's thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns. Now let's get the show started. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez, and on today's episode, we're going to continue our look into the more scary stories to tell in the dark book. I don't know. That sounds weird saying look and book in the same sentence. But we're on the seventh story, which is The Little Black Dog. I don't remember this story from my childhood. I do, however, remember the image of the little black dog in the book. I thought that the drawing was pretty creepy. Now here we are, 20 some odd years later, and I finally got around to reading the full story. So here we go. The Little Black Dog is about a little black dog and the end. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. There's more to the story. There's this guy named Billy Mansfield. Everyone thinks he's crazy because he always says there's this dog following him. People would look, but there is no dog. He yells at the dog. He throws rocks at this imaginary dog, and it keeps coming back. Billy tells the story when he first saw the black dog. His family had been feuding with another family, the Burtons, for many, many years. Kind of reminds you of like the Romeo and Juliet scenario. This one day he fought Silas Burton and shot him in the back. The man fell from his horse and the gun was just out of his reach. Billy came up to him and finished the job. Silas had this little black dog with him at the time. The dog started licking Silas's face and began barking at Billy. So Billy just killed the dog too. Later that night, Billy heard the dog outside of his cabin. He thought he was like imagining stuff because he killed a dog. So there's no way it could be the same dog. But in his mind, he's thinking it can't be the same dog. I killed that thing. The next morning, Billy went outside his cabin and saw the dog sitting right there waiting for him. It followed him from that day on. Every night, he'd hear it scratching and barking at the door to let it in. From then on, he'd find black dog hair everywhere. It smelled like wet dog all over the house. Kind of sounds like my place. It rains so much here and Chompers is always wet. But anyways, this went on for years. One morning, Billy's neighbors didn't see any smoke coming from his chimney. They went to go see if he was okay, but he wasn't there. Later, they found him dead outside of his house. He didn't have a scratch on him, but what the neighbors did find was dog hair all over his clothes and even on his face. And there was no dog anywhere. Cue the scary music. A few things from this story. When I read it for the first time, I thought Billy was a little boy, not a full-grown man. When it got to the gun battle, I was thinking, man, where are Billy's parents? He's over here shooting people. But then I realized it's supposed to be an older guy. Billy already seemed pretty crazy to me even before the dog thing started. So where did this story come from? According to the source, Mr. Schwartz got this tale from the book Who Blowed Up the Church House and Other Ozark Tales by Vance Randolph. I did find a copy of the book pretty easily, so that's always a good sign. To be honest, I kind of like Mr. Randolph's version better. Remember how I mentioned that I thought Billy was a kid? In this version, it's very clear from like line one that Billy is an older man. We learned that Billy was in the Confederate Army, so the townsfolk called him Captain Billy. No matter, there was no mention of the last name Mansfield anywhere in the story. The beginning is basically the same. Billy sees a dog, no one else can see it. The story about the mysterious dog is a little different. There's no family feud going on. It was 1865 and there were a lot of robbers around. People always had guns to defend their stuff and themselves. It doesn't give a reason, but it says Captain Billy shot Cy Burton. Cy fell off his horse and was begging for his life, but Captain Billy killed him anyways. He had this dog with him. The dog sniffed around the corpse and whimpered. Captain Billy killed the dog too. The rest of the story is pretty much the same. He went to bed, the dog whined, scratched at the door, and the next morning he saw it. It followed him from then on. The end of the story does give a little bit more detail. Apparently the dog haunted Captain Billy for 50 years. 50 years, can you believe that? Okay, so if the ghost dog wanted to cause Captain Billy harm, I'm sure he would have done it way before 50 years. We did get the name of the neighbor who found his body. It was one Jack Loomis who found the body. The stories were basically the same with a few minor detail changes, but where did this story come from? Mr. Randolph got the story from a Mrs. Marie Wilbur from Pineville, Missouri in 1929. She heard it from a Lucinda Moiser, and that should clearly tell you that this is one of those a friend of a friend told me type deals. The legend of a faithful black dog was very well known in southwest Missouri in the 1920s. The actual tale is about a Union soldier who kills a black man. The man's dog stays by its dead master's side to mourn him. Sometime later, the Union soldier was found dead with teeth marks around his throat. After that, the dog would be seen attacking Union soldiers. There is also a legend where a goblin dog haunted a man to death. There's one more legend about a white dog who appears only to revenge the murder of a black woman. This one is said to be a live dog, though, not a ghost. There are three separate legends about a vengeful dog. The live dog one is from Tennessee, where I live now. The goblin dog is from the Appalachians. The last tale, the one that also inspired the little black dog, is from the Ozarks. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Halloween podcast. But before we go, I got a few housekeeping stuff that I need to let you guys know. I am so excited to share this with you guys. One of our listeners, his name is Brian, was awesome enough to create the Halloween podcast sticker. He's been listening for a long time, so what he did was he put in a lot of the Halloween podcast references into the sticker, which is, I think, is pretty cool. Some of these things I was confused by, but once he explained it to me, I was in awe. I had no idea someone listened so closely to every story I've shared on the Halloween podcast. It just shows me that you guys really enjoy the show. So again, thank you so much, Brian, for doing that. And if you want one of these stickers, I will send one to you if you leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you use a different podcatcher, then feel free to leave one there instead. When you're done putting in your 5-star review, putting in a little note saying how much you love the show, send a screenshot of your review to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com, along with your name and address so I know where to send the sticker to. I will get one of these out to you pretty much immediately. If you already left me a 5-star review, take a screenshot of it, send it over, and I'll get one of these stickers out to you too. I have hundreds of them, so trust me, just leave a review. I will be able to get one to you. I won't run out. Right now, with the countdown to Halloween coming soon, And any and all exposure is welcomed. Leaving reviews for the show and sharing how much you enjoy it, it really shows others that this is a show that they need to check out too. Which leads me to the Halloween countdown for this year. We're getting very, very close. This year we do have a theme. It's a 90s Halloween countdown. Most of the shows have already been decided on, but they're not set in stone. I haven't recorded a lot of them yet. I'm going to start recording these shows with guests this month, and they will be set to go out in October. Because of my move, I had to cancel the countdown for last year. I'm pretty sure you guys remember. But even though I didn't put out any new shows that whole year, or that whole countdown year, we managed to get 67,000 downloads, which is mind-boggling to me. This year, I'm going to release 31 shows. I'm determined to get 31 shows out for you guys. And I really want to reach 100,000 downloads in the month of October. If I was able to get 67,000 downloads last year with no new episodes, could you imagine if I were to get 31 new shows out? 100,000 is my goal, but I have a strong feeling that it's going to go way beyond that. So if you have a moment and you really love the show, share it with everyone you know, please. Let's make this Halloween countdown one for the record books. And I think that's about all I have to say on that. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or want to suggest anything for a future show or for the countdown, send me an email to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show and get a free Halloween podcast sticker, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure that you take a screenshot, send me all the information so I know where to mail it to, and I'll get one out. You can also support the show by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. I want to give a huge shout out to Ruben, who became our first $10 a month The Halloween Podcast mega fan. I'm sure he's enjoying watching Halloween commercials with me. That's one of the perks about being a Halloween Podcast mega fan, is you get to watch some, well, you kind of get to watch Halloween commercials with me. I record myself watching the Halloween commercials, and you see my face on it, and you see the commercial, so it's kind of like we're watching it together, but you don't really interact with me. I try to interact with you, the potential listener. I don't know, it's just weird. You need to check it out. I have another one coming soon, so if you'd like to be a Halloween Podcast mega fan like Ruben, head on over to patreon.com/thehalloweenpod and get signed up. All donations go to pay for hosting, and now they'll help me pay for all of these stamps that I'm going to have to get to send you guys these stickers. So Ruben, thank you so much, man. Make sure you go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast and give it a like. You can also find us on Twitter @thehalloweenpod. Thanks again for listening, everyone. It really means a lot. I'll see you guys next time, and have a good night.